Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Guy Mayer, who's CEO at Cadeni Innovation. How are you today, Guy?
Morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a great turnaround for Cadeni over the last year or so. I think there were people in two camps, maybe those who didn't understand the business model, didn't understand the technology, and you've proven them wrong.
Well, we do our best, Zach. Let's do that. We don't seek out to prove people wrong, but the sentiment in the market is in our favor. Obviously, we still have our odd detractors here and there, but largely on the back foot. The business is very much on the front foot. A lot of positivity around us, and that's not just hot air either. Feedback from customers and interest from clients, etc., is very, very reassuring. So that's all good news. But good to be speaking to you today, Zach.
I think the other thing is, I mean, it's like almost forget the business. We're in a pandemic, and one way of getting out of the pandemic would be digital passports. Isn't that a fair thing to say? Isn't that the right thing to focus on now, sort of humanitarian aspect?
I absolutely agree. And I think, you know, if we look at some of the statistics around this act, if we look at the UK, 78% smartphone penetration in the marketplace. That's significant. I know there are concerns around discrimination, etc., but those people who don't have smartphones can always have something on paper or piece of card or something like that. But if we look at the tech-savvy digital part of our society, one of the things really is this is UK technology. It's GDPR compliant. And that means the user is in charge of their data all the time. Nothing's secured on the stored on the phone. It's completely secure. And more importantly, it's governed under UK law. So if we think from a user's perspective, I want to travel to Greece, for example. What are the benefits to me of using our technology and our app? It's easy to use. Two touches on the screen and you're revealing your vaccination status or your COVID-19 status. Aim is to speed up travel at airports and other ports of entry and departure. It's safe. You're not handing a piece of paper over to somebody who then has to look at it and then hand it back to you. And that is how we know that one of the ways this virus gets transmitted. And totally secure. You're in charge. Our platform sits on blockchain. Has done for many, many years, and we've innovated it in response to the pandemic. You know, you talk about the turnaround in the business. We have been working with, and we still are, working with the construction industry in terms of mitigating fraud, identity fraud, and qualification fraud. We pivoted, innovated our technology. It was on the BBC on Friday, 6:30, London News. It's there. It's ready to roll out. And we have our operating system. We call it the COVID-19 operating system. At the moment, we're putting tests into PHE. We're providing dashboards for businesses who look at their population, the COVID-19 status of all their workforce. Aim is to keep their workforce as safe as possible. Benefits to the business, enhances resilience, and it ensures business continuity. The main thing is it also keeps the UK economy moving forwards and growing and getting back to where we need to be.
Before the pandemic, it was the construction industry which you saw as being the leading light in terms of the technology. Now it's, let's say, the vaccine passport. And maybe in the future, it would be a general thing. So your real passport, your real driving license and everything else could be maybe all on your phone and you won't have to be faffing around with different bits of paper. Is that a possibility as well?
Absolutely correct, Zach. I mean, the idea is when you want to go and open an account, you have to submit, you know, utility card, your driver's license or scan of your passport, credit card details, etc. So to that point, we're working. That's why we're part of a consultation process with the Department of Digital Culture, Media and Sport. They've asked us to come and give an industry perspective on their proposal. We've got a meeting this week with them, ongoing meetings. So you're absolutely right. It's a universal application. COVID-19 is the major challenge at the moment for the entire world. And once we're through this, we can use it for other purposes as well. We're still talking to construction industry, How do we help them open up their businesses, etc.? So if we just go back to just look at one sector, tourism. Tourism, 93 million Brits traveled out in 2019. Coming in 2019, we had 41 million tourists coming into the country. They spent £28.5 billion in the country, averaging over about a 6-day period of time. The 2021 forecast is to say, well, they hope to have 17 million tourists come in. That's £12 billion spent in the country. That's less than 50% of what has been spent. So our aim is help tourism grow back to what it was pre-pandemic, and then we can help move the business forward.
I just wanted to finish on Kat and I, the company, and just where you are. In tech, I remember from the dot-com bubble, it was first mover advantage, barriers to entry. You've got the USP in terms of your product, the trio, the golden trio. That's what Kat and I has at the moment. Is that a fair assessment of where you are?
Absolutely. It's good to have competitors in the marketplace. One, it keeps us on our toes, but more importantly, it just shows to the market that actually there is a need here for this kind of product and these kind of services. So our USP, our big strength sitting within our platform, is our distributed ledger technology, blockchain. And it's used to ensure that there's an audit trail that people can show. You can show things occurred at specific times, so proof of service, proof of a transaction. Yes, I did go into Greece at this day and it was checked. My digital passport was checked. So it mitigates risk. The ultimate aim here is it's people-centric technology. It's got the consumer in mind all the time. We're not off on flights of fancy, just building stuff and thinking build it and they will come. That's not the case. You build it and people don't come. We build and innovate our technology in response to feedback from customers. And we're having some great interest in the market, let alone the media interest now. We have announced to the market that we are working with providing a solution to UK mobile operator. We're having engaging discussions with a global business that operates international conferences. On average, they have 4,000 to 5,000 people coming in each day. So that's in the events industry. And then, you know, we did announce a while back that we are providing a pilot to a global engineering service company, a professional service company listed on the New York Stock Exchange. We're very proud of that. And then we're also, you know, thrilled, absolutely thrilled to be helping UK PLC in terms of our consultations with DCMS. It's all good stuff, Zach.
Guy Mayer, CEO at Cat and I Innovation, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.